All right. So we're on. I'm talking to Michelle today, and Michelle is. I'll give you her site. It'll give you her site in a minute. I'll give you all that stuff. But I'm we're gonna talk with her, and then once I hear her story and all that kind of stuff, then I'll give you her site, and you can head over there, and it's pretty powerful stuff. So, hey Michelle, how it's gonna work here is, and just why don't you tell us? So, what were you doing? We're just gonna talk real quickly. Like, help everybody understand. So before and now, kind of now, what's going on in your life? Just give us a little background.
Before, you mean back in 2014?
Yeah. In the old days.
Yeah. Back in the old days. I mean, I've been doing this for 10 years. I've done, some of it part-time, some of it full-time. So I was doing a lot of service-based work, website design and helping people with autoresponders, copywriting, doing online courses, and I started this apprentice program, and I just had a lot of stuff going on, and I actually felt like overwhelmed with everything, because it was just me. I'm a solopreneur, I didn't have like a team of people working, and I was doing everything, and I was getting burnt out, and then I found you, and I think I, pretty much explained what was going on. And there's a saying by a lady, Cheryl Richardson, who's a life coach. She's written a lot of books, and she says a high-quality life has more to do with what you remove from it than what you add to it. And basically, that was your advice. We need to remove things. And we need to get focused.
Remember that.
And I never had used paid traffic ever in my business, and I do understand now you have to be ready for that, and you have to have systems and sales funnels and things set up, and now I do that. I got rid of a lot of stuff I was doing. I'm outsourcing a lot of the website stuff. I've got two or three great web people that I'm working with, and I'm still taking in the business, but I'm outsourcing that so I can focus on my Amazon bestseller program. And with your help, I was able to really reconfigure the whole program and make it a really high quality, high value, long-term coaching program rather than just a one and done type thing.
Well, yeah. And that's like people, like almost everybody does, as I did this, you did this, you do 100 things thinking like, if I do everything, something's got to work. And in fact, when you pulled back and did one thing really well, and helped the right people, is your income went up quite substantially. And now it's allowed you to just, we haven't even got really even scratching the surface of the potential you're now going to have in your market. And we barely turned the traffic on. And that's what people don't realize, is you don't need a ton of traffic if you do it right. Like, how much have you spent, did you spend last month on paid traffic?
Probably $80, maybe $100 with Facebook.
Right. And
if you look at that, and I mean, as far as how many people I've signed up, I did have in January, that's when I was really launching everything that we had been working on and putting together, and I launched pretty much everything, that we were working on. The program is $5,000, and we had a $20,000 month in January, so that was awesome, and then it's been steady ever since then with new strategy sessions and new, so to spend $100 on Facebook and you get 2 to 4 signups between 10 and 20,000 a month. That's nothing, and I never used paid traffic before.
Yeah. And you haven't even ramped it up yet. Like now
we're
just getting to the point where you've been so busy doing the other little stuff. Now you're just even going to ramp it up. So
yep.
That's awesome. So basically, Michelle was doing like services and stuff like that, a little bit of coaching, and we just reconfigured it so that it's more conducive to paid traffic, and now it's like going to crank it up. So really, what do? You help everybody in your sense. So it's bestsellingauthorprogram.com, and like, what do you do?
Well, I had a professor from the University of Florida called me, and he, I liked the way he said it. He goes, Michelle, I've been doing all this research on Amazon. I can't figure this stuff out. And for every question I get answered, I've got three more questions that come up, and I just need help. So I think I would call myself an expert now because I started my program in 2013. I've had over 24 authors that I've helped get to the Amazon bestsellers list. Everybody I'm doing now, we're getting on the number one spot, you know, and that is my program. Is I not only get the client's book and guarantee that I get them to the Amazon bestsellers list in the top 10 and typically the number one spot, but I also work with them on leveraging that title and that book because there's a lot of money to be made on the back end of things. You know, it's a way to generate leads to your website. It's a way to sell programs. It's a way to build a list. And if you're interested in going out and doing speaking engagements, it's a way to get speaking engagements because the media will pay attention to you if you are a best-selling author. They will. And until you can say that, yeah, everybody can publish a book on Amazon now thanks to Kindle, you know. So it's like a double-edged sword. It's good and bad. We can all go out and publish a book, but to get to the bestsellers list, really only about 5%, you know, of the books that are published on Amazon. There's over, I think there's 2.5 million ebooks right now on Amazon. So maybe 5% of those get to the bestsellers list. So the media does think highly of that when you have that achievement and that title. So that's what I help people do is to get a best-selling book, add that credibility, get that expert status, and draw some media attention and make money on the back end.
Yeah, and that's awesome. And so, and that's a, you know, and if, like, with that, like, people might sometimes think, wow, well, that's easy. No wonder she does so well. But I'll tell you what, that's an incredibly competitive market. And, like, not only that, the business of getting people to the bestseller list has been around for a really long time, especially, like, the old days, right, where they would be, like, you pay a company, like, $50,000 and they buy, like, 50,000 copies of your book so that it instantly gets you to the top. So Michelle's not there because she's riding a wave of easiness. She's there because, you know, she is good, but she's also got a really powerful system, and she's just scratching the surface. So I'm really excited for you and really looking forward to the next level. And so, Michelle, and so everybody can, if they want to find out more about you, it's a best-selling authorprogram.com. Head over there if you're, you know, sometimes that's what you're looking for. And in the meantime, remember, like, you know, you can do this whole paid traffic thing with Facebook ads and whatnot. And Michelle's a great example of this. So thanks so much, Michelle.
You're welcome, Jason. Thank you. I really appreciate it.